Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is a frequent visitor to the show. How many times do you think you've been here anyway, Justin?
A good guess would be...
Half a dozen?
Yeah, six.
Something like that?
Could have been seven, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome New Hope head basketball coach, head girls basketball coach of the Lady Panthers, Justin Hodges. Yes!
Yep. Good morning, Bruce.
How you doing, Justin?
Still drink my coffee trying to wake up.
You got anything going this week? You don't have anything really.
No. Taking her easy.
Taking it easy, yeah. Huh? Well, okay. Congratulations, by the way, on the regional championship. How about that, huh?
Thank you. Well, the girls are pretty excited. They worked hard, so they've been going since October to prepare for it.
Yeah. So. What's the record of the squad?
We are 22-3, if I'm correct. Just thinking off the top of my head, the three losses come to Mount Carmel, who's in... Down at State
in Class L.
Yep. And Flora, who we barely lost to, and they lost to Mount Carmel in the regional championship.
Uh-huh.
And then Aviston, who's down at State in Class M and has a good chance to win it.
So your three losses are against bigger school teams.
Yeah, we haven't lost to a Class S school yet.
Well, that's great. That's the way to think going in, that's for sure. As, Justin has the state tournament. Well, we haven't said it yet. Congratulations on defeating Field in the regional to advance to the state tournament this weekend. It's going to be down at Wren Lake College. You went there last year too, right?
The kids
went last year. Last year's team was pretty young, weren't they?
Well, we had three eighth graders and one that came off the bench, and then my five seventh graders that are my starters this year, they all played. Two of them started all year.
Uh-huh.
So they got the experience last year playing at Wren Lake, and then we played in the shootout this year, so they got to be on the floor once already.
What kind of a boost do you consider that to be? I mean, there's a reason you set up a shootout down there.
Yeah, well, just so they get on the floor. But the girls won't be shell-shocked playing on a big gym like that, because a lot of the gyms we play in, not outside of Jasper and Center Street around here, are pretty small gyms, you know, and there's not deep – the walls aren't that deep behind the rims and everything, so it's a little different look, but – they've been there and they've seen it, so that helps them a little bit.
Do you notice on the, whenever you see some? You've been going to these Class S tournaments for years. How long have you been coaching out in New Hope?
Honestly, I don't exactly know. Probably 11 years.
Several.
Yeah.
And you've been going to these Class S tournaments and the junior high tournaments for years. Do you see in a team that is new to the arena? Does it take a year or two before they get the experience? Maybe the kids know what it's about before they come in and have a little better idea of how it works down there?
I think it helps us coaches. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're dealing with 11, 12, 13-year-old girls, so I don't know if they really are going to understand experience besides showing up to play ball anyhow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to them, they're excited that it's state, but they just think it's another ball game.
All they know is that somebody gets to ride on the car.
Yeah.
They get to put shoe polish on the car.
Yeah, they get to hang up posters in school and all the kids telling them good luck and everything else.
They're on a pretty good run down there at New Hope, aren't they? I mean, they've had the softball tournament, all kinds of things, right, the girls' side.
Yep. We got a good group of eighth graders this year and some seventh graders that go with them, pretty athletic. We actually have a team that's built pretty well for a big floor like Wren Lake.
Oh, is that right?
We have quite a bit of speed, and our size is athletic. It's not like big lumbering size, you know, like your brother Doug. I mean, these are athletic girls, so.
You say that because he's listening.
Right? I know. I had to get a dig in.
That is so not cool.
Yeah. He knew I had to say something. So
yeah, that's true. Well, you know, that's the thing. I got to tell you. All right, I was the Roasted Chestnuts. I haven't seen your team play yet, and I apologize for that. But I don't go hanging around grade school.
that's fine, buddy. usually it's parents and grandparents and maybe students. So.
I bet it is. But I did see the team. I did see in PE. That afternoon, the Roasted Chestnuts played out there at New Hope right prior to Christmas, and Kevin Greathouse, the PE teacher and of course athletic director out at New Hope, it was basically the girls' PE class, and they were running 5-on-5, and I don't know what the age group was, but I don't know how many kids there are that can run 5-on-5, but I think it was the
answer is 10. All right. I mean, if you're doing 5-on-5, you have to have 10.
I don't know how many girls, because there were kids on the sideline subbing in that way, too. The reason, the point I'm making is, I'm sitting there watching this, I'm thinking, okay, well, Justin's got a good team. And I was at PE, and I saw how PE classes. These kids were running.
Yeah.
Practice. Basically, they were running their own little scrimmage practice in PE class. Is that typical?
Yeah, this group's pretty competitive, so they don't like to lose at anything.
They were keeping score.
Yep.
Had the scoreboard going, and they were they were adamant about
they get after it. I mean, I have one girl, old Kylie Stewart. She really hates to lose more than anybody.
Tell me about your team. Why does Kylie hate to lose more than anybody else?
She's just competitive. Now, she's one of the nicest kids out there. She won't be mean, or she doesn't get mad at you if she loses, but she just has a determination to her that she never gives up.
Eighth grader?
Yep. But, yeah, our starters start off the bat. We have the returning conference MVP, Leah Bowers.
Uh-huh.
That's come back. And she's having a good week. She won the New Hope.
Yeah, that's right. She's going to be the basketball win or lose will be done by the time she has the county match, right?
If it wasn't, she wouldn't have a tough decision. So, basketball.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
So I'd say the runner-up would have been going.
Yeah. But, well, they get both of them.
But we start they send them both now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got Leah Bowers that starts for us. Callie Vaughn, who's basically in her second year playing, come a long way that starts for us.
Really? Yep. Just her second year?
Yep. Kylie Stewart, Colby Sutton, whose dad, Brent, helps me. He's my assistant.
Uh-huh.
Volunteers his time there at every practice, as is Great House. Great House doesn't have to be there, but he's there for every practice and almost every game. And Brittany Titzer, those are my five starters.
Right.
Now,
tell me a little bit about the size, because I was really surprised at how tall the kids were when we were out there for this gig. I was kind of shocked. Oh my goodness, yeah. You got two or three kids that have some pretty good size.
Yeah. Well, Lee and Callie are both taller than I am easily.
5'9", 5'10".
5'9", 5'10"-ish, yeah. And they're athletic. That's what I was talking about. They can get up and down the floor and run.
Yeah,
I mean, when they get full strides, they're quick. Colby's probably and shorter than me, maybe. So 5'6", 5'7", because obviously I'm not that tall.
But, you don't have a program? But, you don't put it on the program? You didn't measure the kids?
No, we don't do all that.
I always wondered about that, because, you know, when we'll go and do the games occasionally down there at the state tournament. And, you know, some kids will have they've got the program from the schools, and sometimes they have height information, sometimes they don't. You just never really you never really changed it, did you?
No.
And the thing is, over 4 months at this age, they might be growing throughout the 4 months.
Well, I can tell how much I grew from when I seen them over the summer until the beginning of the season. But then once I've seen them every day, it's kind of
you can't tell.
Yeah, it's a little harder. Somebody need to be somebody that's had a gap in there, I guess. And then Kylie's got decent size. She's a couple inches shorter than Leah.
Uh-huh.
You know. And then Brittany's not so tall. I wish she had Leah's size. And
she's
she'd
your
be
guard.
Hard to stop. Yeah, her and Colby and Kylie are all guards. But Kylie can play post, and Colby can play post also.
Okay.
So, but we get up and down the floor pretty quick. Now, Brittany's the quickest girl on the team. I mean, we can put her on the other team's best player when we play man, and she can shut them down. I mean.
Who's who else on the team? I know you want to.
Our other eighth graders that are Shea Stanley, who plays quite a bit for us. Lexi Lowry, who plays quite a bit for us. Addison, who come off the bench and help on the post.
Addison.
Harrelson.
Okay.
So, that's Superintendent Julie's daughter. And then we have three seventh graders, Kenzie Vaughn, who's Callie Vaughn's sister, Emma Freimeyer, Cassidy Webb, and then Kate Book, Adam Book's daughter, and Karis.
Right.
She's our sixth grader that's on the varsity.
Well, that's good. Tell me a little bit about Callie Vaughn. Why did she pick up basketball? I mean, usually when you're in eighth grade, you would have already probably started.
Well, she played last year, but that was the first year that she'd played for me. She'd played some Pee Wee.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
But she
I thought maybe
played.
She just had avoided the sport and
but
just picked it up a year or two ago.
She didn't play JV full season.
Oh, I see.
But I've never asked her why she did and her sister did, but I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'm talking here with Justin Hodges. He's the head coach of the New Hope Lady Panthers, who are playing this Saturday at the state tournament down at Wren Lake. It's going to be at 6:15 against Central City. Have you played Central City yet? Is this a
we
a
have
new
not.
To you?
We have two common opponents that we saw on their schedule. They're 23-2, so we basically have the same records. And we both lost to Aviston.
Oh, did you?
So, and we both beat Field
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's our two common opponents.
Was this the first time you had played field in the in the regional?
Yes. Now, with that being said,
I was kind of surprised that they took you that direction.
Well, what happened was, this is the first year field's been in our regional. But
had they been Class M or something before?
No, they've been S, but long of the short, some schools over around the St. Louis area joined the Southern Association from IESA, and they're obviously big enrollments, so they went into L,
yeah,
which drops down to M, which drops some M teams down to S, so there's just more S teams this year.
Do you know it off the top of your head? I don't know it myself. What is the difference? The Southern Illinois Junior High School Association and the IESA are two different organizations.
Yes, they're the two.
But the IESA is the rest of the state, right?
Yeah, it's basically everything almost north of 50 for the most part. I mean, there's a couple teams, you know, in that area, obviously, that are Southern, but that's right around the breaking point.
Well, you know, I think Albion and Sisney play up there, right?
But they choose to do so because their season ends earlier in basketball.
So they start their volleyball earlier.
That is correct.
It is this is terrifically confusing. I bet you that 85% of the parents don't even realize how this stuff works. Because I didn't, you know, I've been watching sports for 50 years, 45 years. I had no idea until a year ago that there was such an organization as the IESA.
Well, you wouldn't have any reason to outside of Albion and like Sisney being in it because none of the local teams are in it. So you always hear about the Southern, you know.
We're going to talk just a little bit more when we return here. We're going to talk a little bit more about who to expect to see good things out of the state tournament, the other teams that Justin is really looking forward to getting an eye of. When we return, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois, back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM. Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Justin Hodges. He's the head coach of the New Hope Lady Panthers. They will be competing on Saturday at 6:15, thereabouts, at the Southern Illinois Junior High School Athletic Association State Tournament in Class S. The state tournament is divided into Class L for the large schools, Class M for the medium, Class S for the small. Make it real simple, don't they?
Yep, pretty simple. 32, 32, and then everybody else is S.
How many are there total probably in the Class S? You had six in your regional?
There's eight regions. We had eight. Some had nine.
You had eight or nine?
So roughly
65 teams, maybe 70 teams?
So.
You know, and it's a lot of fun for these kids as well as for the parents, I think, because you get to bring a like size groups together to for the state tournament. It's a nice deal. Tell me about some of the other teams. I know Central City, you said, was 23-2.
They're 22-3.
You're 22.
No, Mike, you're right.
They're 23-2. Yes. You're 22-3.
And like I said, we had two common opponents that we both beat. They're the Central City Lady Citians. I believe that's outside of Centralia.
Yeah, or so in the middle of it, actually. Yeah.
So, well, either way, it's a small school.
Yeah.
And they got one really good point guard, some Myers girl that's quick, and she just scored her 1,000th point during their regional.
Really?
Yep.
1,000 points in grade school? Yep. How does that happen? Well,
I was going to say a fifth grader. My guess is fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, she scored her 1,000 points, or that's what they said.
Have you had a chance to see him play?
I have not. So, but Coach Sutton got to see him earlier in the season.
Yeah.
So
it's a little different at the grade school level, the scouting, isn't it? You don't have tapes and stuff of people.
Well, no, and it's really usually you play the same night, so it's hard to get over there.
Yeah.
Jeff Morris was nice enough. He went to scout their regional championship.
Yeah.
On Monday, they played the same night as us.
Oh, really?
Pittsfield. He shows up. The website says 6 p.m. start. He shows up at about 5:55. There's 50 seconds left in the game. They'd moved the tip to 5 o'clock. So he drove all the way to Chrysler Rock High School to help me out and got 55 seconds worth of scout.
Oh, that's a shame. That's,
yeah.
That stinks. The other side of your, pardon me, the other half of your bracket, Bartelso and New Simpson Hill. Do you know much about those
guys? Simpson Hill, I do not. We've seen Bartelso down at state play, and we played them this summer over Oakville at a shootout.
Yeah.
And this summer, we hadn't even practiced. We just kind of took them and went, you know, and we was missing a couple girls. And, of course, they could have been missing one or two. But we played them, lost by one or two just as
played
over
close.
The summer. Yeah.
So a team that's in the same kind of
I mean, we've improved a ton from October 1st till now.
Yeah.
They could have easily also, so I don't know. I mean,
well, you never know. That's the.
I'll get a better gauge of them when I see them Saturday.
Sure.
So, but we played with them this summer, and it was equal. I mean,
well, you're going to be up there early. You're going to watch all four games of the eight teams,
yes.
Right? The other half of the bracket starts all at 2:30. If you want to head down and see some good basketball, Galatia versus Tamaroa St. Bruno. I'm guessing they're the only team you might have had a chance to see is Tamaroa, but I don't know.
I've not seen either one of them.
I didn't figure there's not much chance. And then the second game features the Goliaths of the Stars from Germantown versus Woodlawn. Germantown's pretty good, aren't
they? Well, the thing is, Woodlawn's a good team, and they've got the worst draw of the other seven teams that feed into this because Germantown –
haven't they already played Germantown? I was thinking Woodlawn already played them earlier this year. I might be wrong about that.
I know I played Opdyke Belle Rive, who Woodlawn beat in their regional by like eight or so, and we beat Opdyke. And Germantown beat Opdyke 59-17, something like that.
Wow.
And they beat the Aviston team that beat us like 58-25.
They beat the bigger school.
Oh, Aviston, yeah. Class
doubled them up.
So, and they'll play Highland and other teams that made it, and I'm pretty certain they haven't played or lost to anybody yet.
You know, the thing is, this is intimidating. This can be intimidating, but your kids don't know it.
Oh, no.
And they're on the other side of the bracket?
Well, they've got to see, they're the other side. So, if we play Germantown, if we get the opportunity.
Championship.
Yes. So.
Here's the scores from Germantown's regional. They defeated Good Shepherd 53-2.
Now, we beat Iuka 44-45-8.
Well, see, now that's good. I'm with you. Then they defeated St. Rose 53-22.
Who's usually pretty salty.
And then they defeated All Saints Academy 52-21.
So I see a trend here.
There's a pretty. How many? So what, do you have the records of everybody? Are they 25-0? Or
honestly, I do not.
I didn't. You know, so. That's the thing. There's a website for SIJHSAA, but there's no real good place to find out other information on other teams, is there?
No, you can go like we went to Central City's school website and they actually put their schedule on there.
Yeah.
Now I can't speak for New Hope. I know they put the sports calendar on there and stuff, so I don't know if they have our schedule or not.
They probably don't put the results on.
So, but Central City did. Some schools may, you know. But I'm just I'm just worried about Central City right now.
Exactly
right.
And then exactly right.
Get past Saturday, we'll worry about the other three that are remaining.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of fun, isn't it? You've been through this before. How many times have you been down there?
I've had three teams go. One of them, Kevin Musgrave, coached for me because I was deployed.
Yeah.
And he did an excellent job with them. You know, they end up getting fourth in the state. That was Allison and Tullis and Katie Titcher's eighth grade year. And then Driana Hopper's eighth grade year, we went down to state and lost by 11. And Allison, Tullis, and Katie started for me as sixth graders on that team.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so I only had two eighth graders on that team, Driana and Rebecca Mayfield. And then
last year.
Seventh grade, yep. So, and then last year's team. So three teams in 11 years we've made it down there. And we've been in the regional final almost every year.
That's pretty good. So. That's pretty good. That's the thing. You've got a lot of fans follow you down there, too.
Yeah,
you've got a good crowd.
We have
a
good group of parents, grandparents, family that come down, even former players that come in because they obviously know the kids, and sisters and stuff. And then the student base, if the boys aren't playing, you know, they usually show up, all the eighth graders, seventh graders and stuff will come to the games and support them.
Well, that's a lot of fun. And if you do get the chance, head down to Wren Lake College on Saturday. New Hope's playing at 6:15. Now, that's an estimation. It might be a little later than that.
Well, it's the eighth
game. It's the eighth game of the day, and they do a lot, a minute or an hour and 15 for each game, and sometimes they go a little longer.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, especially because they bring people in. That place gets crowded and then not crowded, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
There are some teams that, and that's an interesting thing. Do your kids notice whenever they go to a place like that, that they've got a big loud crowd? Versus maybe another school that doesn't have quite as big a crowd.
Well, field was pretty loud, and the girls noticed that, but that was a very small gym. I mean, it was compact, you know, so there's nowhere to get away from. Last year's team never said anything about it, besides the floor is a little bit longer of a run on a fast break. So
is that right? Well, you know, and you've already got them conditioned enough that they're able to play on there.
Yeah, we started off the year running four separate miles, which the kids enjoy. So.
All right. Hey, well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Let's talk a little bit. Let's up the age a little bit.
All right.
Justin is he's a college basketball aficionado. Loves college basketball. He's a big Indiana Hoosiers fan. And I got to tell you, Justin, if Illinois had won the game against Maryland the other day, they were playing Maryland the other day. They're ahead at halftime. They're looking good going into the second half. And all of a sudden, the bottom falls out. Had they ended up winning that game, they'd have been second in the Big Ten. Second place in the Big Ten.
Which, you know, nobody's going to allow.
No, that's not going to stick around. But my point is, what is up with the Big Ten this year? It's just crazy.
There's no, outside of Wisconsin, in my opinion, there's no really dominant team. Purdue seems to have the parts, and Maryland's showing that they could be.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody else is equal. I mean, my Hoosiers early on looked excellent beginning season, but you can't be peaking in November, December, because we went to
You peaked a little bit in the early December probably, and you won the didn't you win your you beat North Carolina,
yep, and we beat Kansas
in the and then all of a sudden you hit a snag where you lost four out of five out of six,
and we lost three straight home games.
How does that happen in Bloomington?
It shouldn't. We let Nebraska come in and manhandle us, and then. The Wisconsin one I could understand, but oh well. I mean, we won last night, but we really shouldn't have. Let them finish the game on a 17-4 run just to tie it.
Yeah.
And then had to ask for a James Blackman three over. I can't even think.
It was a crazy three.
Yeah.
It was a three he probably should not have made.
No, and then we lost OJ.
Is he out for a while? OJ.
Well, there's no.
You're going to ask me to say his last name.
Ananobi.
Ananobi, that's right.
There's no report yet on it, but he was going for a rebound, landed awkward, right knee buckled. You know how that works.
Didn't land on somebody's foot too, did he?
That usually gets
their ankles or something when they land on somebody's foot.
It looked like a right knee, but there's nothing reported. I know, going back to your brother, he's got to be happy because he was going to be guarding Miles Bridges Saturday, and now.
Oh yeah, you've got Indiana coming up this weekend.
Got
right?
Michigan State.
Michigan State coming up
party.
This weekend, whereas Illinois is heading up to Michigan. Yep. This weekend, we've already defeated Michigan once.
You guys are just hard to understand because you played so well against Maryland, and then you turn around and Purdue just flat put it to you.
I believe the term is ran us out of the gym. ran the Illini out of the gym.
It was like 91-68 or something like that.
Yeah, and that's and the game wasn't that close.
You're like, we have Martha the Mop Lady at Indiana. You guys have the two groundskeepers from Major League as your guys' people that pop up.
That's not funny at all. All right. Indiana, right now, as you look at the standings, Indiana is in seventh place. Well, tied for sixth, I guess.
What are we, 3-3 right now?
3-3. And Illinois is 2-4, tied for 11th place in the Big Ten.
And there's probably a handful of teams, 4-2, maybe Wisconsin 5-1, Maryland 5-1.
Wisconsin and Maryland both 4-1.
4-1, okay.
4-1. And Minnesota 3-3, but they have the highest RPI rank of any of the teams in the conference.
Minnesota's playing well this year. That Amir Coffey, he's pretty good.
Is he related to the Coffee that played there? I think it's John Coffee played there.
Yeah,
back
I believe
in,
that's his son.
Oh, is that right?
I believe so.
Back in the 80s or 90s?
I've been wrong once before, so I may yeah. be. But for some reason, I thought I was watching on the Big Ten Network. There's a little story on him that I think they had said that was his dad that played there before. So,
Okay. I got to ask. What are – you watch all these games, a lot of these games. What is – and I trust your opinion on this. I respect your opinion. Let's put it this way.
I was gonna say,
respect your opinion on this. I don't trust it. I respect your opinion on this. What's the chances Illinois gets back up into the top eight or 10 or something and avoids having to play a play-in game?
Well, top 10, you're right there.
Top 8.
Anyhow.
Let's go top 8.
Top 8? I'd have to look at your schedule. I'm trying to think who you guys started off with. Because
we've had Maryland twice.
Maryland twice. Purdue on the way.
We haven't played Wisconsin yet. Michigan the second time this weekend.
It'll be tough.
Thanks.
the thing is, we're tied.
Played for Indiana.
We're tied for seventh. You said at 3-3, and you're only 2-3. So you could do it. You just got to. You can't lay any eggs like you do against Purdue. You got to play like you did against Maryland, even though you lost that game. Okay. I mean, because you guys spotted us a 15-point lead, and then you played with us.
Played better than you most the rest of the way.
So you just can't allow that to happen.
You know what's the? You're a coach. And I'm going to ask you for
there's a big difference between
where I am my coach
and the knowledge they have.
I understand, but I want your opinion. When a team comes in, and habitually, this Illinois team over the last few weeks has come in to road games anyway, just unprepared, and they get blown off the court early. There's got to be something behind how that happens, isn't there? Is it a lack of focus, you think, or what? How do you fix that?
You guys are honestly, which I'll make some Illini fans mad, you guys play soft. Yeah. Big Ten's a tough conference, and your guys don't seem to be physically tough. I mean,
well, no, I don't think you're surprising anybody by saying that or by seeing that.
I mean, you guys get put, even your big guys get pushed around by smaller
guys.
Well,
you see, the disappointing thing is how Thorne's playing, for one thing.
Yeah.
Because folks were playing on Thorne.
Morgan's playing better.
Morgan's playing
guys.
Well, but, you know, he wasn't really looked for to do that.
No. They expect a lot out of Thorne, and he's not delivering, especially he's a senior, right?
Yeah. Well, sixth year.
Yep.
Sixth year senior like Tracy Abrams. I don't know. It's all disappointing. We're going to get off of that. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take a break, and then we'll get both of our intrepid predictions for the end of the Big Ten season, who's going to win it. And then we might talk a little bit about this weekend's football games. You pay any attention to the NFL at all?
NFL ended after week 17.
I'm surprised you still have a coach. We'll be back in just a minute. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest across the way, Justin Hodges. We've been talking about his New Hope Lady Panthers. They're playing again on Saturday at 6:15 down at the Wren Lake College State Tournament. And they've taken on Central City Citians. They could have, you know, you'd have thought they could have come up with a better name than that, Justin.
I bet you nobody else has that nickname.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right. All right, before we give our intrepid predictions on the Big Ten, who's going to win the season, regular season, tournament doesn't matter.
Wisconsin.
You're going to say Wisconsin?
They're just tough. Greg Gard does a good job.
I'm
going to
go Purdue. I'm going to stay with Purdue.
Well, I don't think you want to be wrong.
Wisconsin's 4-1. Purdue's 4-2. The other teams that are 4-2 are Michigan State and Northwestern. Let's talk about the Wildcats just a moment. Do you think they finally break? They got to break the schneid right this year and get into the tournament.
For most people may not know, but you do. They're the only power conference team to never make the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Now, I think a couple of years ago when they had Scherner, they kind of got hosed. I thought that was a tournament caliber team.
Yeah.
But this year,
Scherner was a tough player.
Yeah.
John Scherner was, right?
Yeah, John Scherner.
Yeah, he could hit from anywhere and just stick it right into a team's chest. And
this year, unless the wheels fall off, I have a hard time not seeing Northwestern stay in the top half of the conference. And if they win 1-2 in the Big Ten tournament, it'd be hard for the NCAA tournament to keep them out.
That's the thing. If they stay in the top half of the conference, they're going to have, that'd put them, 8-8 or 9-9 in the
Big
Big Ten, and they only have two non-conference losses. So you're looking at,
I don't know how front loaded. I didn't pay much attention. I know they'd been winning. I don't know how soft they're.
So what you're telling me is, the two games that Illinois has in front of them against Northwestern are very, very, very important for both teams.
Yes. You need to split, and Northwestern needs to sweep.
I need a sweep.
Well, you want to sweep. You definitely need to split.
I need a sweep. I just want them. Actually, to tell you the truth, I just want them to play with a little bit more heart than they did second half against Maryland and the entire game against Purdue.
Yeah, it's got to be tough to watch it being a Illini fan right now.
Thank you very much. Them. I do appreciate your pity.
I really think you guys are almost like charity
cases. For folks
cases.
That are beefing at us because we're talking all Big Ten and not talking about the SEC or something like that, why would we talk about the SEC?
Nobody likes Kentucky besides Kentucky fans.
But, I mean, the thing is, Kentucky. Who's gonna play with Kentucky? Florida's okay.
Yeah,
but Kentucky is gonna win that conference.
Well, I was getting texts from my Kentucky fans when they was playing Mississippi State the other night, which they knew they was going to win the game. I know it was close.
Sure.
But they're texting, whining about the officials. These are terrible. They didn't like TV Teddy. We get TV Teddy more than you guys. Get over one game.
Yeah, no kidding. TV Teddy's a Big Ten official more than an SEC official. And, so,
you guys can take him every once in a while.
I bet you that Tom Izzo has TV Teddy in his nightmares.
Everybody does.
Yeah. All right. Big football games this weekend. I guess you got a chance to watch the Packers beat the Cowboys. Huh?
Actually, I had a experience doing that game.
What do you mean?
First half of the game, I watched at the Zonders' house. It was all go, Pack, go.
Yeah, they were having fun.
Yep. Halftime, I went out to Greg Edwards. It was all go, Cowboys, go.
So you had a good time wherever you were until the very end of the game where you were.
That's right. Well, actually, Greg and J-Mo and all the Cowboys fans at Greg's, they took it well. I mean, they weren't happy by any means.
No.
But they weren't, the sky is falling.
Well, see, now that's the thing. That ball game, one of the best playoff games in years.
Yeah.
That game, the Cowboys.
You mean the field goal game wasn't that fun?
No. No. I watched the first quarter of that. You could tell it was going to be ugly. But that was such a good time and back and forth. It's such a fun game to watch. The Cowboy fans, they had to understand they didn't lose that game. They got beat.
Yeah. And, I mean, that was an exceptional catch by Cook there just to give him the last field goal range.
Yeah. I got to tell you, our Ram fans, the Ram fans on my little text thread, they were hearing all about Jared Cook that day. But he didn't make those catches when he played for St.
Louis.
Well,
he didn't have anybody to throw it to him when he played for St. Louis.
You got a point. That would have been Sam. Bad Sam might have thrown to him a couple times.
And didn't he set a completion percentage this year?
Yeah.
NFL record?
Yeah. 70% up at the up at the Minnesota makes you wonder how come was it were they all for 2 yards?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. Well, he had old Stephon Diggs up there. So. Yeah.
You had the Packers and Cowboys, the great game. The day before, Atlanta beat Seattle and pretty much
manhandled them.
Do you think the Packers have a chance going into Atlanta?
I've learned one thing. Once the Packers get hot, you don't bet against Aaron Rodgers.
Well, now that's true.
That's about like Jamie always tell you. Rutgers and the points.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What's the point spread?
I don't know.
You threw the sports page away?
I'd already read it.
Well, I didn't.
Got this thing called Google over there in front of you.
We see, yeah, NFL lines, right?
Something to that effect. I could actually. My guess would be Atlanta by maybe 3.
I probably should have had this ready to go.
We are
minus
prepared.
4. Atlanta minus 4, 4.5. Consensus, it opened at 4, and consensus is now 4.5. So the money has moved to Atlanta. It's even 5 at some places, one or two places, but it's 4.5. I'd say I'm with you. Don't bet against Green Bay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go near a money line on this game.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta's probably going to win. Actually, they're the better team, but Rodgers he's on fire. So yeah. If they had Jordy Nelson, I would easily take
Green Bay. So. You don't think Geronimo Allison, former Illini Geronimo Allison, is an adequate?
I always root for anybody named Geronimo.
So. Who wouldn't?
I mean,
that's exactly right. Okay, so on the other side, who are you picking to win? By the way, the Green Bay game.
I'm gonna go with Atlanta.
Okay, I did too. I took Atlanta to win, but I can understand that. On the Pittsburgh, New England just. New England did not look good. It was one of their worst games they've had.
Against
Houston, and Houston had a chance. Houston's not a good team.
Houston had Brock Osweiler. They didn't have a chance.
Brock Osweiler was thrown into the ground again. he had one good game when he comes back last week, and then he's thrown into the dirt again, or the fake dirt. What is the deal with Brock Osweiler?
He's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's simple. They got fooled by him having a – good couple games in Denver and paid him a lot of money to come to Houston. And
New England plays their worst game in this season. They win. And Pittsburgh can't score touchdowns, but they get 6 field goals. Enough, however, to beat
Kansas City.
They can't do that against New England and expect to win, can they?
No, sir.
But line here, by the way, is minus 6. And that's where it opened. That's where it has stayed. It's New England that's supposed to win by 6. 50 for the over-under, 50.5. There's no way to go bet against New England at home, is there?
Yeah. My problem is my hatred for Pittsburgh is just as much for New England.
Well, see, now you're a Bengals fan.
Yes.
So you have to have real belligerence to Pittsburgh.
I need to text my brother Corey and make sure he knows the Steelers are playing this weekend.
Oh, really? Just Corey, yeah. You think he pays attention?
Well, he says he does, but me and old Jamie and Jeff have a running bet whether he's ever watching or not. So.
All right, it's New England and Pittsburgh. What are you picking there?
You got to go New England. I would honestly like to see Pittsburgh beat them just because I despise Tom Brady that much and Belichick, but you can't bet against New England at home at all.
Well, I'm kind of with you. I'm going to have to go. I'll go with the Patriots. I picked before the season. Wee's reminded me of this about 2 or 3 weeks ago that we each had picks, Super Bowl picks before the season. My Super Bowl picks were Packers versus Patriots. So mine's still in play.
There you go.
But I've changed it this week because I'm picking Atlanta to beat the Packers. But
who did Wee's have?
Oh, Wee's was Seattle versus.
I
don't think it was
Seattle.
The Patriots. It was Seattle and something. Might have been the Patriots. But, he doesn't have a chance.
No.
No. So tell me about your Cincinnati Bengals since I have you here.
Basketball season right now. Cubs are going to be reporting in a bunch.
All right. Here you go. All right. He's a Cubs fan. Tell me about your Cubs. Were you sad to see Dexter go?
Yes, extremely sad. You guys are going to love him in St. Louis.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a great, great guy. Good clubhouse. Great center fielder. I mean, obviously, he's not Mike Trout by any means. But he's gonna let you guys put Carpenter somewhere else. We went as he went in leadoff. When he was hurt, we played some of our worst baseball.
Really?
So
Well, see, now that's good. I've been a Cardinal fan for my entire life.
Well, now I have a Cardinal I can root for.
Well, that's great.
Besides when he's playing
when they're playing the Cubs. I really don't feel that way about John Lackey and Jason Hayward.
Yeah, you still love them. So, you guys didn't really know Hayward. It was like a brief moment, in passing.
Hayward, it is kind of interesting watching how Hayward's career, it's only 1 year with the Cubs, has gone. But he's had a weird year, hasn't he?
Well, I was reading the other day how his swing from 2012 was so different than it is now. Almost like Tiger Woods always changed his swing, that Hayward would change his swing, and
all right,
he just can't get the head on the...
Could it be that the Cardinals knew he was going to go to the Cubs?
You guys offered him more money.
The Cardinals knew he was going to go to the Cubs and intentionally messed with his swing because to mess it up for the Cubs.
So you guys sent us an outfielder that plays Gold Glove defense and helped win a World Series? Thank you. We'll take that.
But the guy can't hit.
That doesn't matter.
All right. Well, good luck to your Cubs. And really, thank you very much for coming out. Good luck to the Lady Panthers. 6:15 again on Saturday night?
Yes, sir.
New Hope Lady Panthers taking on Central City at the state tournament down in Wren Lake, folks. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.